Hey everybody, it's CW, and with my co-host, Prince Rostov, and this is The Misfit Effect. We're going to talk about COVID today, me and Rostov, and amongst other things. It is 115 degrees currently. I am melting. Rostar, how goes it?
I am currently in air conditioning. I was in that hot weather yesterday, and I told my sister that because everybody, I'm moving right now, I was just looking at random places, and the last place I saw was in Burbank, and like it was one of the actual apartments that I looked at, and the thing is like where I parked at was on the opposite side of the building. So I had to walk through the entire building, and like it's outside where you can walk through and see the amenities and everything. So I'm walking through everything, and it's still like 107 in the shade. Like it's under like seven. Like even if you're in the shade, it was just miserable. And like I know by the time I made it to my destination, I was just drenched. And just, ugh. And then when I finally made it back to my car, like I still sat in my air conditioning for a while. And I called a few people because I didn't want to move because it was too hot to drive.
Too hot to drive.
So I was in the, without giving my location, I was in their garage, which is really like, away from the heat a little bit, and then I had the air conditioning going. It was just like, okay, I'm cooling down, but if I drive out, I'm going to feel some of that heat.
Yeah. It's but, dangerously hot right now.
Yeah, I'm afraid right now that because I live near areas where it's a high fire area.
Yeah, that's right.
Right now. Even though, like, I'm leaving soon, I'm not going to leave before, you know, how fast a fire can go. And there's been fires up in this location before. And it's like, ugh.
Apparently, I think I saw a Live Revamped post. She was on the freeway. And I think she posted smoke from a fire that's happening right now.
Yeah. So, I just saw a performer post that is a, her name is, I think it's Carmen Ray. She just posted that is a fire right next to her house. So it's like, I hope that none of her stuff, you know, burns. And it's like, oh my God, this stuff is just, and it's going to be like this for next, at least three, four days.
Jeez. I can't handle it. This has been not the greatest week for me. So, everybody, I thought I had the COVID. And, whoa, did I freak out? I canceled all my appointments with people. Even the ones that could socially distance, isolated. Rostar came through like a champ, even though he's, you know, kind of at higher risk than other people to, you know, actually be, to die if he caught it. So, but he took me to get a test. It came out negative. The reason I went and got the test is my sense of smell disappeared and my sense of taste. And I was like, oh, shit. I got the COVID.
Has it come back? With it.
Huh?
Has it come back?
Funny thing is they were going in and out, right? And now, today, they're pretty much back.
Okay.
I took some... So my test came back negative. And the crazy thing about that is someone I was interacting with and possibly some other people that were also interacting with that person came up positive from the weekend. And so I was like, before I got my test results back, I was like, oh yeah, I got it. That's what happens. That's what I get. Should be safer. And turned out it was negative. And it was funny because, like, you know, I could smell a little bit and taste some things, like that day when I got my results back. Today, I also smoke a lot of weed. So my taste buds and smell are kind of weird anyway.
Did we discuss about you and your marijuana use?
Oh, yeah, we talked about it. But, I mean, I slowed down because of this because I didn't want to go and infect anybody at the dispensary. So it's very interesting few days. Also, not being able to taste things first makes you want to, like, try to eat everything to see if you can, like, taste it. And then you stop wanting to eat. I was just kind of real nervous.
You know, and what I wonder? It's like, what if you did have it and it went through your system?
Oh, and it just like, just that fast?
Because like sometimes, like, like from what I understand about COVID is that it can go in and out of you really quick. And you can't sometimes detect it for 2 weeks.
True. And they said the loss of senses, the taste and smell, is usually for minor cases. Or it can go longer than you actually being infected with COVID-19. So
it's possible,
I guess, maybe when I took the test, it's run its course and I had it already, which is unfortunate. But most of the people I've interacted with besides those folks have been, no one's been sick. So who knows? But
I can't say
I did take some Zyrtec and that helped a lot. So it could be possibly some allergies, a sinus infection thing. True. Also.
Like, I know someone who I can't say her name, but she actually caught COVID, and she's still dealing with respiratory problems right now.
Actually, I posted about, you know, thinking I had it, and one of my friends who's in the same situation, she called me, and she was actually wheezing while she was talking, and it was really sad, because she was like, it's real, I got it, and I've been dealing with it. And I've been like, wow. And all I had is a sense of taste and smell. And it seems to be it's just really allergies.
So, like, the thing is, like, with COVID, from what I understand about it, it's like people just don't want to take it seriously. And I do understand that we've been dealing with it since March. And that's, what, 5 months now? With it as far as in the USA as heavy. And being first recognized since March. And that's when everything got shut down, you know. So I understand that everybody wants to go back to normal and, like, just have their normal lives back. Yeah, I mean, I get it too. I want to go to certain things, you know, but I understand the severity of the situation. And, like, because of that, we just don't care anymore about other safety, even though some people are following the guidelines of wearing, like, you know, masks and stuff like that. But it's just like, it's still people who will walk around, like, who wear nothing.
There's people that walk around, you're right. I mean, there's, like, a lot of people that also, like, I think they're going stir crazy, so they're getting more lax with, like, how vigilant they are with keeping themselves safe and the safety of others.
Like, don't get me wrong. I got invited to a party from this past Friday, and I know what type of parties this person throws. And, like, uh-huh. if if it in any other situation, if COVID wasn't going on, I definitely would have went. Because I know what type of person parties this person throws. And it's like, you know, being around vastly have naked people throughout the entire entire night, who I know, like who I've seen her post videos of her parties recently, and no one's wearing a mask. No one's wears a mask there. I'm like, do I want to? Do I really? Do I really want to go?
Yeah, because if you're not, it doesn't matter if you're wearing a mask and you're negative. Somebody, you know, if somebody else has it and they're not wearing a mask, then you're fucked.
So, I didn't go. But you know, and
sounds like a good idea.
In any other situation, though, I would have been up in there. Eyeballing, and I would have made Chris. I would have made CW come with me.
Huh? Yeah, true.
But yeah, it's like I'm really scared that more people are going to fall because people don't want to listen. And I understand we got so much. We got so much going on in the world right now. And I feel that it's heightened because of this. Don't get me wrong. I feel that every situation that everybody's protesting, all the arguments, everything going on, needs to be discussed. It needs to be put on display. It needs attention. But I feel that if we weren't in COVID, it would not be as bad.
Everybody's going a little crazy right now.
And it's crazy, too, because, like, if COVID goes on until November, during the election, and if the current one wins.
Yeah.
I feel that it will be extremely crazy.
Yeah, it's going to be tough.
I feel that 2020 came in swinging hard.
And oh, yeah.
Like, even with some of the celebrity deaths.
Like, I'm about that life.
2020 came in and said, you know what? I'm going to take out Kobe real quick.
Fuck your life. Fuck your plans.
And say, you know what? These people really enjoy Black Panther. You know what?
Not on my watch. And the relationship on life support, I'm pulling the plug.
Ouch. Ouch.
2020. But some people are thriving through the madness. I can't be mad at them. Some people, I'm like, damn, you really, motherfucker, really keeping it together, huh?
I mean,
like, yep.
There are certain things that have happened to me that has increased my financial situation because of COVID. However, the ends doesn't justify the means.
Yeah, like, you know, you rather prosper under, like, normal conditions, not when everybody's fucking suffering.
Yeah. So I just feel bad. I feel sucky about that. And the fact that, like, I'm working and I'm getting paid more, a little more than I was. Than compared to someone who was working and either now they just lost their job and or people who were working and they get paid a significant amount less. And it's really bad for people like CW who are independent contractors.
Yo.
And because they are ICs, they they can't do certain jobs depending on what they are doing. You know, like I was telling someone this yesterday, like I haven't had my hair done in a while. Like I usually go to a salon to get my hair done. And none of them, like most of them aren't working at all.
Yeah, you don't want to get caught up like Marianne Barry and Nancy Pelosi.
So
it set me up.
And it's like, you know, I really want to go get my hair done. That, but then it's on the same thing. I don't know if, like, if they do, if they're doing it from their home. I don't know their family life. I don't know. Because, you know, people, like, when you're home, people, a lot of people don't wear their mask inside of their own house. You know? So, I don't want to be in someone's home doing, like, going through all this. And someone in their household may have it, and they don't know. Then I catch it.
Yeah.
Even looking for homes now, like just moving around, is kind of like I'm always the type of person that once I meet somebody and I'm trying to make a transaction, I always try to give them. I want to give them a handshake, and it feels so wrong. Meeting somebody,
being like, yeah,
and like keeping that 6 feet distance, and like the closest I've gotten to a person outside of handing them like papers that places that I've tried to look at is the other day, and it's like because I had to like actually touch shoulders with them for a second when I was showing them what I was writing down.
Mm-hmm.
And it just feels like, you know, I don't know. I don't know. I don't even know the numbers of, like, and because I know for a point, it was really high in California where we live. And, like, I don't know if the numbers have dwindled.
It's still pretty high.
The thing is, with so much going on, it's like, oh, we forget about it.
Yeah.
Cause if you just think about
2020, so much, it just feels this year feels so long. It's also the news. The news is really like it's always everything so dramatic every day. So it feels like it never. It's never calming.
It never ends. Like think about it. In 2020, we've had murder hornets. We've had people injecting Lysol. We had we've had the riots throughout the entire time and the protests. We've had I think at the very start, that little boy from Australia was bullied. I think that was just in February or March, January. We've had so many unarmed people get killed compared to other years that were actually videotaped. More people who are to use a lack for a better word being Karens on video a lot more, and with some I disagree with the outrage, and some I really agree with the outrage. And I've spoke about the ones I really disagree with. And we don't need to get into that, but we can. But for example, the one with a person named Carlos. And he actually chased a woman down. But then you look at his history, and see he's known for trying to do that, trying to get famous from doing that.
Shit.
Yeah, he has a video of him running back into a store, and he's talking to a lady who's Korean, and he said she said this and that, whatever, and he's recording her, and the video didn't go anywhere, but it got some views, whatever. Then, like, if you look on his website, he said he's an internet person trying to get famous. Then it's a video of him saying that if you want to get famous and you're black, all you gotta do is say someone called you the N-word. He said that in a video that he had posted. And I'm like, and the thing is like, where you said the woman cut him off at, basically like, I'm trying to think of a street. Like, he tried to go around her, but he wasn't fast enough. Mm-hmm. Like, if you think about where I, like, the street that I live on, okay, mm-hmm. and you know that the long Coralway way, so imagine you just going straight. You know, it's only two lanes. So a car can come the opposite way, or I can keep going straight. What he tried to do was go around her, but he wasn't fast enough. Then she flicked him off. She flicked him off because he tried to cut her off, basically. But he couldn't get around her because it's only one exit. And he was saying, "Well, it's a double way to get off, but it's only one way to get off." And he wasn't fast enough. Then he harassed her. And the thing is, like, most people, you know, are not, most people can deal with being confronted. Most people cannot. And basically he found someone who couldn't deal with being confronted by any means, whatever. And then he posted the video. And it's like, okay. And that's just one of the two that I'm like, really, bruh? And you, like, and the thing is, like, you know, everybody's on edge right now. Like, and you're just making it worse. Even with some of the people who sadly got killed this year, you know, and they have it on body camera, you know, and you look at the stuff, whatever. Some of the people who've been killed, whatever, and people saying they want justice for, you know, their actions. I mean, like, their actions put them in that situation, you know? And, like, the one that just happened, I can't think of his name right now, he's literally running at them with a gun. And he got shot, whatever, and he passed away. And I'm like, he's running at them with a gun, but y'all want, I mean, like, you got, like, you know, like, yes, Black Lives Matter, of course. But you also got to realize that they're still human too, you know? They don't want to, you know, die in the line of duty, whatever. It was someone's literally running at them with a gun. And you can see it on camera that the gun's in his hand and he's running at them. So it was just like, you know... That's the one that just happened. I can't think of his name right now. It happened like a week after the dude, like 4 or 5 days after the dude got shot in the back 7 times. So it was the person after him. And like it's another one where you can hear the, you can see the dude shooting back at the police, and he got killed, whatever. And it's like, you can literally hear him shooting back at the police. You know, so it's like, I get it. And I want people who are police, who are the policemen who do not do their job correctly to get in trouble for their crimes. But we shouldn't, it's not us against the police in general, us against the world, you know? So that's, I don't know. Anyway, but I feel that because of, you know, people going through COVID, people dealing with their lack of work, whatever, then just being trapped at home, it's a lot worse.
Yeah.
Cause like I always say, I'm a homebody. I love to be, you know, in my humble abode when I, in general, then I go out, you know, but the thing is now it's like, I'm forced to be home. You But what? So, question: what was going through your mind when you were waiting for those results?
I was like, I hope I haven't infected anybody else. I know that would suck. I don't want anybody else to be like fucked up or sick, because, like, you know, it was a thought I had. I was like, well, you know, all it is some loss of taste and smell. But, you know, I have older patients. I mean, not elder patients, but older, like older clients and people I've interacted with, and, you know, people who don't have, that aren't super healthy, that I run into. So, like, I just thought to myself, like, man, you know, I would hate to have given to somebody I know. So that's what I was, like, afraid of. So I just talked to most of the people, all the people I interacted with, and was like, hey, heads up. But, yeah, that's about it. I didn't even really, you know, I didn't even worry about work as much, more as I was worried about, you know, other people's safety.
Yeah, people's health. I mean, like, you can generally make your money back eventually for work, whatever, but you can't, you know.
Yeah, but you can't get your health back. You can get your health back, but I'm saying, like, people have some real. Back
if they die,
you can't get your life back. Yeah.
If you can't.
It's not worth it, so.
I'm sorry. That was so wrong, what popped in my mind.
So.
For some reason, the line from South Central popped in my mind.
There's a lot of lines. I'm not sure of one you're going to.
When he said, if you kill a man, there's no, you can't return him, like, because he wouldn't do, like, you steal from a man, you can return his goods, and then you can make right, whatever. And then he goes, but you kill a man, like, you can't, like, give him back to his family. There's no going back
from him.
Yeah. So that popped in my mind just now when you were saying you can't come back from death. You can't. So I get it. And I'm glad you didn't have it, and you didn't pass it on to anybody else, you know? It's crazy out here right now, bruh. We can't, you know. It really is. I just hope that whatever's going on in the world, that we come to a common consensus that we are really redoing what happened during, you know, the 1918 plague, whatever. I'm sorry, pandemic. Like, many of the things that went on, we were just recreating. Like, they didn't want to wear masks. They blamed the government for trying to make us wear masks. It's like, it's almost a side-by-side same thing. And the fact that, like, back then it was just more so print media that was making it worse. Now we have the internet, we have the television, we have the television, we have television, and we still have print. And it's like, it's so much more things out there that are giving us two different things. And, like, we are so quick to blame others for us having issues. You know?
Yeah.
And don't get me wrong, it came from a place. We don't, like, we can always say, yeah, it came from China, but the thing is like, was it first reported in China? Or did it come from China?
I mean, does it even matter at this point?
No, I'm just making a point. I'm just saying we're so quick to blame, and then, like, this whole time we're still pointing blame like at somebody, you know? And it's like, you know,
how about we just
come together for a minute, you know? Because people are losing their lives, you know? Some people just don't care about people losing their lives, and they're sadistic. But it's like, at the end of the day, you know, if you know somebody with it, whatever, like, there was a point where people kept saying, have you ever met someone who has had it or died from it? And for a while, I didn't. Then I started to meet a lot of people, come across a lot of people who I know, or their family member
got it. People don't want to talk about it. It's almost like it's got a stigma around it now.
Yeah, because I know one of my uncles, he had it for a while, and they quarantined him. He's actually locked up too. So they quarantined him, and it's like, you know, and I don't know the safety precautions that they have in certain jails and prisons, but like, he caught it in prison.
Oh shit! So ain't no telling how many more people were actually have it.
Yeah, and I haven't spoken to him directly. Cause I got this from my mother, but like, she told me about it, and it's like, I don't know how many other people were in that same ward as him, you know, being quarantined, population, and it's like, though I feel that if you break the law, and you're given due process, like, you know, the correct amount of time, and it's not just being piled up on time that you should, you know, do your crime on your time, whatever. But in these times, like, there needs to be a lot more cuts, because there are too many people in one confined place. That's another reason why I feel that schools shouldn't be open. Take that back. Schools shouldn't be open in the way that some schools are open, where they actually go into the school.
Yeah, schools be cramped. That's kind of dangerous.
And I don't know how many they're allowing into classes, but like, if I think back to one of my classes, I'm going to say world geography, we had at least 35 to 40 students in there. And yeah, we're right next to each other. And I don't even know if any colleges are open right now. And if they are, they have...
IU is.
If you go to IU, Indiana University, or any college that has a real big assembly area type class, where you can have...
Well, they have very limited meetings, apparently.
But still, if you, like...
Yeah.
Some of those classrooms are huge, you know. They could fit at least 300 students in there, and if they're just doing half maths, that's still 150.
True.
And I know for a fact that if they're in there and they're sitting down, they're wearing a mask, like there's a point where people will take that mask off or release it a little bit, because I understand people say like, sometimes you can get to a point where you can't breathe. And I get that, whatever. But they're like, for me, if I get too hot, I have to either like pull on mine so I can breathe a little better, or just, you know, take it down, just let it hang, whatever. And I don't do that around people, whatever. But it's like, you know, I get that. And if you're in that big type classroom, and a lot of people do that, you're just recycling that air. It's not good.
Yeah. True.
So I really do hope that whatever happens, that we're able to fix a lot of this stuff. You know?
Yeah.
So I have a question for you.
Yeah.
No, let's go ahead with what you said. This is not related to this topic. Go ahead.
Oh, go ahead. No, go ahead. I've lost what I'm saying.
I was going to say, like, to go back to the very beginning, if you've been listening to our show since we've started, I don't know if you realize that CW has never opened the show until today. It was his first time doing it today. So, CW, how was it? How does it feel to open a show?
It was okay.
Cause it
was cool. I guess I could think of different openers, but I can't lay it on. You know, I'd be like, damn. Like when you give introductions to our guests, I'd be like, fuck. I can't top that. I'd be like, what's your name? Oh, no, I know what your name is. And then I'd be like, and this here, tell us about yourself. You'd be like, give them down their list. You'd be like, they're so great, wonderful. And I'd be like, oh, hi. And I'd be like, hi, nice to meet you. And I'd be like, we met twice already. It's cool.
I mean, but you don't go out there in the world.
Welcome
though.
To the show. Huh?
You don't go out there in the world.
I know. When I met them twice, it's like, oh, yeah, it was a year between those.
No, two times.
Between those events. Yeah.
I mean, yeah, but you had a reason why you weren't at certain places and why I interacted with them more so than you would. And then there's some times where you're just taking pictures of them and you meet them, but you don't sit down and have a full-on conversation with them.
Yeah.
So I just was wondering, because I'm like, you know, I have to at least let him do one of these. Because we're like on episode like 90 or something like that. And we're like 90 episodes in, and you haven't done one yet.
Hey.
Yeah, we're closing in on 100.
Huh?
I said, yeah, we're closing in on 100.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
It doesn't feel like it, though.
No. I mean, why is it so hot?
Because Satan lifted his nuts and just laid it on top of California. We're like in the devil's nutsack right now.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sorry. Someone just replied, like my comment. Yes, it's still only 1:15. And it's supposed to be this hot until 8 p.m. It's still going to be 97 degrees. That and that's only in my that's in my area.
Yeah.
So I don't know if it's hotter where you're at, but I know like at least you have y'all have a buffer a little bit. We don't have a buffer up here because we're higher up. So. So yeah, and it's gonna be like this for the next few days.
Yeah, it's 1:08.
Yeah, it's 1:15 over here. Yeah. So that's why, and I know for every place I'm looking at, I was telling my mother this, like I need central air, otherwise I'm not gonna make it. Y'all gonna come in, you see one big old puddle. You be like, where's Ross Star? And I say, I don't know. He left a big old a lot of water in the kitchen. Someone go mop that up. Gives me my body like in that whole little puddle of meltiness. You gotta drink your water right now, people.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. So, and then I know you have it worse because you actually have a box air conditioner compared to other people who.
Yeah.
And you're. And
like I'm getting the airflow, but it's fucking hot.
And your place is naturally hotter. Because where Chris.
It doesn't get cold till nighttime.
Where Chris currently resides, whatever. Like,
yeah, me and the wifey split. Boom. Big reveal. I live in the studio now. Such is life.
I wasn't going to say all that, but where he lives, not lives, whatever.
Who really listens?
Everybody listens.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Speaking
of that, I've noticed our numbers, and I'm glad that every one of you out there who's currently listening.
Thank you for listening. Apparently, people have been listening.
Yeah, we don't
look at the numbers. It gives me anxiety.
We don't pull Joe Rogan numbers, but you know, we still get over over 300 to 500 views. We get over that sometimes. So that means someone's out there listening to us. So, and like, you know, us hitting season 3, this is the second episode of season 3. So, and if you just look at us now, we have people coming to us that have their people on, and it's just, you know.
Things are looking up.
I mean, if we got paid more for it, it'd be fantastic, but you know, this is just fun. Because we're just on here being ourselves, some stuff that we would say in a normal conversation with each other, you know, and we're not, you know, trying to persuade people to do stuff that they probably wouldn't do otherwise. You know? However, is there any last sentiments that you want to say to the world or anything, CW?
No. No, there is not.
Okay, well, everybody, do you want to close it out too, CW?
Hey, everybody. It's that time again. We have reached the end of our show. So, Rostar, tell people, where can they find you at?
They can find me at on Twitter. RAWSTARR, and that's the same thing on Instagram. Oh, and you go to Rostar Communications, it says everything that I do.
And you can find me in the club. Okay. That's getting old. Second week in a row. All right, you can find me on Instagram, my personal Instagram, where I post memes, and I guess I used to post my girlfriend a lot, or maybe I didn't. Maybe I didn't know. Oh, but now I just post memes, picture me and my pals, I guess. I don't know. Instagram, Christopher_Willie with a nice ski. Oof, what the fuck?
Nice.
All right, let's do that again. Nice. Christopher_Willie with an IE. _J on Instagram, CC Fitness LA also on Instagram, CC Fitness LA on Twitter, where you can see me being a creep, and CC Fitness on Facebook. And I think that's about it. That's been our show.
Nope, you missed
follow
something.
Us, go ahead, like us, subscribe. Rostar usually says something else.
And if you want to find us directly, it's the Burbank Misfits on Instagram, Burbank Misfits on Twitter and on Facebook, and BurbankMisfits.com that says everything that we do, as a group and separate. If you can see the many things that we do, you forgot that one.
Yeah.
Training sessions on the show.
All right. Yeah. Come get, I'm doing a fourth quarter discount. training sessions. Hit me up. All right, we're out. Peace, guys. Have a great day. This will be here on tomorrow. So this is yesterday.
This will be here on tomorrow. Tackle.
Is it? Will it be up tomorrow?
It's going up tomorrow, but like I was just saying the way that you said it. This will be here on tomorrow.
Oh, so it means this was yesterday. Oh, man. Time travel. Confusing. All right. Peace.